Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Russia today, one stop on a 10-nation diplomatic tour designed to bolster support for the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan. Russia is a key ally in the war on terrorism. Today, President Vladimir Putin signaled that his country's support will continue, but Putin's top aides made clear that Afghanistan isn't the only strategic issue that needs attention. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
Colin Powell is no stranger to Russia. He came here for the first time nearly 20 years ago as a White House aide at the height of the Cold War. It was a time, he later wrote, of suspicion and mistrust. Now, in his new incarnation as Secretary of State, Powell is stressing common interests and common threats, particularly the shared fight against terrorism. Within the first few hours of his arrival in Moscow, he laid a bouquet of flowers near Pushkin Square at the site of a bombing last year that killed 13 people and wounded nearly 50 others. From the very beginning, President Putin has been an unexpectedly strong supporter of the war in Afghanistan, opening Russia's airspace, providing intelligence, and signing off on the stationing of U.S. troops in the former Soviet republics of Central Asia. Today, during his Kremlin meeting with Powell, Putin praised U.S. forces for helping Russian teams distribute aid from a base north of the Afghan capital, Kabul. I would like to thank you, Putin said, for the help your American colleagues gave us in conducting our humanitarian operation in Afghanistan, especially the support at the Bagram Airport, where our military specialists and yours are working very effectively together. But when it comes to other issues, Putin's top aides are quietly pressing their own agenda and demanding results. Topping the list, Russia does not want the U.S. to go it alone when it comes to strategic arms reduction. Russian officials were alarmed last month when President Bush said he would unilaterally cut the American nuclear arsenal even further, with or without Russia's approval. Russia is not against more cuts. In fact, Putin pledged to do the same. But Moscow wants those changes down on paper, in a concrete agreement both sides can verify. Today, Russia got some movement in that direction when Powell, standing next to Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, said he hoped to seal some sort of bilateral deal in time for Bush's expected visit to Moscow next summer.
Both of our presidents have charged us to finish this work as soon as possible and to find ways to formalize this agreement at lower levels of strategic offensive numbers and to try to get the work concluded in time for the two presidents when they meet in Moscow the middle of next year.
On other subjects, though, there was little or no progress. Both Powell and Ivanov refused to budge on the anti-ballistic missile treaty of 1972, which Washington wants to scrap or modify to allow for missile defenses, and Moscow wants to keep as a foundation for U.S.-Russian arms control. And there was no public mention of the new, much-vaunted NATO-Russia Council, intended to foster cooperation on terrorism and peacekeeping. The idea thus far has been only vaguely defined, and this week NATO foreign ministers put it on a slow track to development, amid fears by some members that Russia might get a veto in alliance decisions. For NPR News, I'm Eric Engelman in Moscow.